shots pop, ay. Devil is a lie, he a 69 God, ay. Freaky need to stay the ass inside, ay. Roll that up like a fresh pack of Zod, ay. City is back up, it's a must, we outside, ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still double down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real challenge. You caught future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Little baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug, make you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you're not a colleague, you a colonizer. The family matter and the truth for the matter. Here was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky. He a 69 God, freaky. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky. He a 69 God, freaky. He a 69 God. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let me hear you say, OV ho. Ebro, yo.
Oh. A word?
Rosenberg. Laura Stein. No,
it's not really.
It's not really, song, it's not really hitting like
just maybe start the intro. And
all right, let's go. Flash of lights, Laura Stein.
Laura Stein's got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flash
All right, now we know Cardi B has been a longtime wrestling fan, but I thought this was super cool. She dropped a really cool promo on Instagram promoting SummerSlam. And it's really cool, man. She calls up Bianca Belair, and they're kind of just kikiing about what's going down. But I loved it. I thought it was really, really cool.
It was nice to see a Cardi B video pop up, and then I saw it wasn't about anything crazy going on at home. It was just pure fun. Her and Bianca Belair, they announced that SummerSlam, this coming August, 2025, SummerSlam will be the first two-night SummerSlam ever.
Whoa.
And it's at MetLife Stadium. Whoa. Right here in New Jersey.
Oh, I'm there.
That's bring big.
Wow. Yeah, SummerSlam for two nights is going to be pretty cool. So, and my guess is Cardi could be appearing in some way. That would be on the table, I'd say, certainly.
I like
it. I think so too, Rosenberg. I mean, so, listen, I know nothing's for sure, but it's
she's in the
like,
promo though, maybe, and she's right? been a fan, and it's down the street from her. Like, why not?
Well, am I making too much of a leap here to believe now that everything we've been seeing with Cardi has just been wrestling? Her and Offset's wrestling. This is wrestling. It's all a work.
It's not a huge leap. It's not a huge leap. We do know she has a penchant for the dramatics.
Okay.
We could say that. But I don't know. Some of those things seem pretty real as well. Yeah. But could it all
but
be
every
promo?
Time, but every time it seems real.
That's what so you're saying that's what makes her one of the greats. That's why she's like The Rock.
You know what I mean? Every time I thought they was breaking up. And then they had another baby.
Well, we'll see. But yes, congratulations to Cardi B. I thought that was super dope.
And wait, am I lying though? Like, how many times they was broke up, slandering each other and all this, and then boom, she's pregnant and they're giggling at some birthday party.
It's like a soap opera.
Going on for a while.
That happens in real life though.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't happen in real life. I'm saying that this most recent incident is just a part of the whole
novella
of it all. The great
yo
work,
man, this piece this peaceful family life is boring. I need some toxic.
That toxic look. I'm so good.
That toxic looks on fire.
No, it don't.
Whew, no, man, they're hot out here.
I ain't got time, bro.
Nah.
I'm tired. I need to go to sleep.
I'm tired just thinking about it.
Yo, exhausted.
You don't want to be hot out here. You need that toxicity,
nope,
baby.
I don't. I just want to be cool.
I want to be sleep out here.
Yeah, I want to be sleep out here. I want to be healthy out here.
Anyway, that's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:04, a high of 73 degrees. Alternate side parking rules are in effect.
Freedom Friday coming next.
On the Flash.
what you want to say. We got emails. We got voice notes. We may have a special guest. Man, we got a lot about to happen. The gurus are on. And, yo, did y'all hear that the mayor of New York City got indicted by the feds? Nah. Wow. Yeah, bro, and stole like $10 million in campaign funds and stuff.
Wow. Crazy.
Damn, are you?
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Johnny.
Well, what's up, guys? How are you?
Peace, man. Johnny on the spot for the ride or die. Another chapter in the ride or die book, courtesy of Johnny, who wants to test his girlfriend. Do you pronounce her name Anna or Emma?
Anna, yep. You got it. Anna.
Anna, okay.
Like Anna, like I'm in a pickle.
That's it, baby. That's how I feel right now. I'm in trouble.
All right, well, here we go. Johnny is in some sort of trouble. And you're basically, Johnny, you want to say you shit yourself at a Starbucks and you need her to bring you some drawers and clothes.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Finally, someone with some courage.
I'm not supposed to eat drink the caramel macchiatos anymore because I have a sensitive stomach. And this has happened before. Her patience is wearing thin.
Wait, you have a woman who is still willing to be in a relationship with you, and you shit yourself before, and she's had to help you out.
We don't call it yourself.
What do you call it?
Something. There was a wardrobe malfunction in the boxer briefs. Something happened.
Okay.
You know, I get excited with those turbo, but yeah, you got it. And I'm pushing my luck, but I'm going to ask if she can bring me my freshies to the Starbucks at Barclay Center.
How many times has this happened?
More than once, less than four times.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like so three or three times.
I'm guessing three.
Something like
All right, Johnny. Johnny's calling Anna.
All right, here we go.
There's like some music.
Sorry. What are you doing right now?
I'm at the apartment.
Okay, perfect. I need your help right now. I'm at the Starbucks at Barclays Center. I had an accident in my underwear. I need you to come. I need to bring your fresh undies to the Starbucks on Barclays Center.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but I had an accident in my pants. I'm at the Starbucks bathroom at Barclays Center. I need fresh undies, please. I'm sorry.
Wait, are you serious?
It won't happen again. Can you please come and bring me some fresh undies?
I guess.
Thank you.
Nice. She's your ride or die, Johnny.
Wow.
Yeah, right she is.
Anna.
I love you.
Anna, I got some questions, Anna.
Anna.
Yeah, what's up?
This is actually your boyfriend we're talking to here, Johnny.
Yeah.
How long you guys been together?
We've been together like 2 years.
And you're
in 2 years,
you
this man is in his pants for three times?
He's got ideas, so it happens way more often than it should.
And you're comfortable continuing to move forward with this situation, knowing that you didn't even sound surprised that a grown man calls you and said, I need fresh undies. That was the part that bothered me. It's not so much that he shits his pants, because IBS is a real thing. The problem for me is the grown man constantly saying undies. That doesn't concern you?
He's a strange one. He's definitely a strange one.
But you still love me.
Want to test your ride or die? Email us at rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com. That's rideordie@ebrointhemorning.com.
Baby, put it on me. I like it just like that. Just like that.
I've been a nasty girl. Nasty. Is somebody gonna match my freak? Is somebody gonna match my freak? Is somebody gonna match my nasty? I got stamina, they say I'm an athlete. Is somebody gonna match my freak? Need somebody with a good technique. Is somebody gonna match my nasty? Killer talking, got my throat raspy. If you keep up with me, I'll keep on coming back. If you do it too good, I'm gonna get a dash. Cause it feels put it on me. I like it just like
Take them back. Coming up, I was confused. My mommy kissing a girl. Confusion occurs coming up in the cold world. Daddy ain't around, probably out committing felonies. My favorite rapper used to sing, check out my melody. I wanna live good, so shit, I sell dope for a four finger ring. One of them gold ropes. Nana told me if I pass, I get a sheepskin coat. If I can move a few packs, I get the hat. Now that'd be dope. Tossed and turned in my sleep that night. Woke up the next morning, stole my bike. Different day, same shit, nothing good. In the hood, I run away from this to never come back if I could. Needed a love, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love, the underdogs on top. And I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Nick! On the grill of my lowrider, guns on both sides, right above the gold wires, I 4-5 them. Killing on my song and really do it, that's the true meaning of a ghost rider. 10 G's to take your daughter out of Air Forces. Believe you me, homie, I know all about losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors, be cautious. One phone call, I had your body dumped in Marcy's. I stay strapped like car seats, been banging since my little Rob got killed for his Barclays. That's 10 years, I told Pooh in 95, I'll kill you if you try me for my Air Max 95s. Told Banks when I met him, I'm a ride, and if I gotta die, I'd rather homicide. I ain't had 50 cent when my grandmama died. Now I'm going back to Cali with my Jacob on. See how time flies.
The underdogs on top, and I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love with the underdogs on top, and I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
From the beginning to the end. Lose is lose, win is win, this is real, we ain't got to pretend. The cold world that we in, it's full of pressure and pain. Enough of me, now listen to game.
Used to see 5-0 throw the crack by the bench. Now with 5-0, it's all starting to make sense. My mom's happy, she ain't gotta pay the rent. And she got a red bow on that brand new Benz. Waiting on shot money to land, sitting in the range. Thinking how they spent $30 million on airplanes. When his kid's starving, pockets going and Brenda still throwing babies in the garbage. I wanna know what's going on, like I hear Marvin. No school books, they use that wood to build coffins. Whenever I'm in the booth and I get exhausted, I think, what if Marie Baker got that abortion? I love you, Ma.
Underdogs on top, and I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
Needed a love with the underdogs on top, and I'm gon' shine, homie, until my heart stops.
Go ahead, envy me. I'm Raps MVP, and I ain't going nowhere, so you can get to know me.
The young guys, last, now everybody go to our breakfast.
Shayo. Shayo.
Go bow for the result, oh. Nothing to discuss, oh. Cause I did win by default. And without any doubt, oh. I'm a me, I be a doubt, oh. I no go feed the girl, I no go feed the girl insult, oh. I'm a mind that's really talk, oh. I put my life into my job, and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. Soboma, I dey try to buy moto, one Toyota Corolla. My feelings been dey swing like Django Lover. Feelings been dey swing like Django Lover. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lekki Bona. Now so much you remake could have been all over. My feelings today swing like Django Lover. Feelings today swing like Timbani catch you, at you. I'm a white dog, give me Fendi suit. Why you?
say I did nothing for you, and if I do anything you want me to do, you got me get you, at you. I'm a white dog in Venice. Why you say I did nothing for you, and if I do anything you want me to do, maybe another time, maybe another life, you will be my wife and we'll get it right. We don't cast, last, last. Now everybody go to breakfast. Have to say bye.
Okay, Freedom Friday is on. Ebro, Lauren, Rosenberg is where everything's open. Emails, we got like 9 different emails for you to try too. Info at Ebro in the morning. Freedom Friday at Ebro in the morning. Laura Styles at Ebro in the morning.
No.
Well, Laura can't remember. We got Laura can't remember an email at ebrointhemorning.com.
Might as well.
But you can call and you can leave voice notes. The voice note thing I think is really great because
I like it too.
I'm into it. So if you don't know how to leave a voice note, run your Googles and then you can just send it via voice note through email and we'll play you on the radio. But Laura, you got an email for Freedom Friday.
I do. Here we go. Well, good morning, family. Loyal podcast listener from San Diego, California.
Hey.
Shouts to the Queen Laura, Grumpy Man Ebro, hey. Delomio, DJ Cast One, Mr. Culture and DJ Yawn, and of course, producer Griff. This is real listening.
Wait, family. I mean, he listened to everyone but me. What's going on?
Oh, my God, you missed Rosenberg.
Wait, he didn't shout out Rosenberg?
No.
Where's this? Where's this going? Is the question.
All right, here we go. Just wanted to bring up a time where you guys kept hitting the Boom Shock Attack and the Ed Sheeran bringing back the dance hall era.
Wait, and we was hitting Rosenberg's voice. That was Rosenberg's voice.
Yeah, Boom Shock Attack.
Here we go. And Shawnee couldn't handle it. It was months of getting under Shawnee Culture's skin, and it cracked me up every single day. That was a long time ago, but I just want to let you know I still laugh about it. All right. I got some things for Freedom Friday. First, regarding your convo a couple of weeks ago about weddings, my wife and I had a destination wedding, and the whole purpose was to make it even for family, since mine are mostly in New York and hers is mostly in San Diego, so we decided on Cancun. The flights were 4 hours and change for both sides, so the secondary reason was to shrink the wedding attendees. Hit us with the button because we definitely had 153 people RSVP and show up. Ultimately, we had the best time. No drama. But now we're trying to plan group trips with everyone to possibly relive the best vacation we ever had. So just putting things into perspective. And it says, secondly, my Freedom Friday question is, when are you going to let the big goon Hot Rod Rick in the studio?
Oh, another one they want to meet. Hot Rod. Yo, he's a celeb out here, bro.
I need him to sit down with the rest of the gang. No phones on the table, so no Shazam. And I want to really see if he's really about this life. Is he really the GOAT? Bah. I think you guys don't want him to come in because he's probably going to make the segment run longer with his ad-libbing. But just know you guys truly make my mornings and I love and appreciate y'all.
No, that's love right there. Yo, there's been a couple of
that was so sweet to everyone but me. That was so sweet.
This ain't about you now. This is about Hot Rod Rick.
Yeah.
So, but I think Hot Rod Rick honestly can do this. Like, I don't think it's Shazam,
so
bro. There's been a few moments where there's no way he's Shazam.
Yeah.
Nah, he's very, you could tell he's very knowledgeable. To me, it's not even a conversation about whether or not. Are there moments that he could have cheated? I guess. But, like, to your point, it's very clear he knows this.
And for people who think that, like, the song pops up in certain places, there's at least a 20-second delay if it's on the streaming. And it's not popping up on the radio because the way Rosenberg plays it, it's not coming through a system that would then identify the metadata to show it on the radio.
Right.
Because that has to happen through a certain system, computer that we use that may, you know how the song pops up on your radio now and it says, like, you know, the title and the artist? It wouldn't do that the way Rosenberg's playing
it. All right. Yeah, it would be hard.
Rosenberg, you got an email.
Sure. Hey, Ebro in the Morning fam. I'm a big fan of the show and enjoy listening to the podcast during lunch breaks. I want to talk about the political discourse on the show. Okay. And in particular... the issue I take with Ebro regarding this.
Okay, let's get it popped.
Since it's an election year, I enjoy when my favorite media personalities contribute to the political conversation and offer their diverse perspectives. I consider myself an independent voter and listen to podcasts and personalities across the spectrum. Now let's talk Ebro. Ebro is someone who regularly says he doesn't associate with a political party, but often lacks objectivity when talking about the Democrats and Kamala Harris. I can at least respect Rosenberg for very openly and proudly saying he's a Democrat, and thus I take no issue with the way he expresses his views. I understand Ebro doesn't like Trump. I don't care for him either. But for you to continually scoff at people who have had valid criticisms or concerns about the Democrats is the issue. For instance, when people previously criticized her lack of clearly outlined policy positions or willingness to speak through them, you thought they were bugging. Or when you dismiss people's concerns about the current state of the economy and how it is, at least to a degree, and that it can be attributed to bills like the American Rescue Plan, which economists contend did some good things to help the economy rebound post-pandemic, but was probably more than we needed at the time and likely contributed to price increases. Even the lead personality on the competing morning show, another self-identifying independent, has been critical of the party throughout the race. Since Kamala became the nominee, he's spoken more favorably of her, but also admits he likes her and knows her personally, so there's some bias there. In closing, I wish Ebro would be honest with his audience and either come out as a Democrat or at least challenge himself to try to view the issues we all face through more than one lens. Thanks for reading this, and shout out to the fam.
Well, I just want to say I appreciate your email. I also want to say I don't give a damn what you're talking about, because I don't need to be objective about people who don't have a plan at all. Trump doesn't have one. So to come around talking about, well, we haven't heard Kamala's, Trump doesn't have one. It's a bunch of words on the page with no how, no detail.
That's a fact.
And so there's that part. And second of all,
messaging.
Well, yeah, Democrats suck. They're wussies and they're squares and they just get thrashed all the time. But that's a whole different conversation. And as far as Kamala rolling out the detail of her plan, I saw where she talked about her plan. So when everybody was like, she's not doing interviews, I was like, I saw an interview where she was talking about her plan. And I went and looked at what she was talking about. So for me, if you didn't do that and you're like, well, I haven't seen her plan, well, you probably didn't go look.
Yeah, so, that's most people.
Well, and as far as scoffing at the economy, that never happened. So, but what I did do is I said that the president of the United States, currently Joe Biden, not Kamala Harris. And if you're looking at Kamala Harris to help the economy, you're an idiot, because that's not what a vice president can do. And by the way, it's not even what a president can do. But what they can do is what she's proposing, which is go after people who are price gouging, which we know to be a fact now. Were there supply chain issues? Maybe after the pandemic. Did the American Rescue Plan happen? Facts. But did people take advantage? Yes. Do these corporations have record profits? Absolutely. So that's why are thing. You running the prices up when you have record profits already?
That's the thing. Right there is the thing.
You're making money, but the prices are still up. And then, by the way, this isn't even, I'm not even talking about gas prices, by the way, because the gas price controls is a whole different thing. So I appreciate your email. I am an independent. I am not a prescribed Democrat, even though the way the Republicans have been moving for the last 8 to 12 years definitely has me voting Democrat, because guess what? I am not voting for people locally or nationally who are aligned with any of the BS that the Republicans are doing. Just not with it, bro. You're not helping the little person on the totem pole. You're not helping the most vulnerable in society. And if we're not helping the most vulnerable in society, we have a big problem, a huge problem.
Also, I recently re-registered as independent.
Nice. Good for you.
I just wanted to point out another thing that isn't exactly right about the email, but I do appreciate the emailer. I think you made some salient points.
By the way, listen, there's just times where I'm just not in the mood for this whole hearing both sides, bro. I'm just not in the mood for it. Y'all can do that. By the way, you know what you should do? Get you a radio show and do what you want to do with it.
It's like
that. people aren't obligated to be both sides. Like that's not an obligation. There are criticisms that I've given of the way we do politics, but the idea that it needs to be presenting both sides in some way, I don't think that's it. Especially when one side's become fully an absolute lunacy bin. Like it doesn't even make sense what's happening over there. So how are you playing that side?
Yep, Freedom Friday. Good email right there. Sorry I had to get loose. You got the voice note, info@ebrointhemorning.com. You can leave us a voice note. Freedom Friday@ebrointhemorning.com. I don't know why we got so many emails. Laura can't remember them. I don't know why I got to do the emails now, Laura. What happened?
Because you're the email master now. That is your
job. Now you're the email guy.
Good for you.
Laura does a great job at handing things off to other people.
Yeah, Ebro, what is that email?
She used to just do all the gurus. Now Rosenberg runs the gurus. She don't even do that no more.
She
handed the email off to me. She don't listen, bro. She's cruising, bro. She's coasting. All right, let's hear this voice note, fam.
It's Freedom Friday. Hey, firstly, I want to say thank you to the squad, the team, the morning show. I want to say thank you for being a part of my life for the last 10 plus years. You guys have become sort of like a friend group of mine at this point. Commuted with me to and from work on a daily basis. So thank you. But I do want to talk about a topic that was discussed earlier this week. As senseless and as stupid as the conversation I think revolving around Kamala's blackness is, I want to talk about what you guys were discussing about who you decide to marry shapes, you know, the perception of that people have of you and your ties to your culture. There is a lot of truth to that, whether you agree or not. I was born and raised in America. I am ethnically Eritrean. Culturally, I balanced the two my whole life. But perception-wise, from Eritreans and people who come from my culture, they always viewed me as an American boy, as an American man, because I didn't speak language well. I just didn't engage with the culture nearly enough to prove myself as a well-represented Eritrean man. However, after marrying my beautiful queen, who is of that, who speaks the language well, cooks the food, listens to the music, dances to the music, does everything culturally to represent where
now
we come
you're
from, that has certainly elevated how people view me. So that is a big thing, and I am grateful for it. And I understand where people come from when they look at people in interracial relationships and just make their judgment of whether they truly embrace their culture or not. I understand it. The conversation overall, I think, is senseless because who cares? But since Kamala did decide to lean into it, I understand the discussion around it. So thank you guys anyways. You guys do a wonderful job every time you guys take on these hard topics. So thank you.
Look, I understand it too, being a mixed race person. Shawnee understands it too, I'm sure, because he has a child who's,
half Indian, my last son.
Yeah, so you know? I'm sure.
And my younger brothers are halfway.
There you go. So I understand the perception of like, yo, are you really black? Like, you married a white man. Are you really black? You married this person or whatever person. It goes the same way when people be like, they're not really Jamaican. He went married a, whatever. Yeah. But those are cultural conversations. Those are not racial conversations.
Well, I mean, it was based on, like, how come Obama didn't get the same questioning that Kamala's getting.
He's married to a black woman.
Because, right, she helped his identity. You know, that's who he was playing
with. But by the way, people also did say Barack Obama was not African-American. He's not a descendant of his father's Kenyan and his mom's white, and he was raised in Hawaii. He wasn't black. Right. That conversation happened.
True.
Nobody cared. But it definitely happened.
Right. And it wasn't as big as the Kamala conversation of what is she, what is she, what is she. Hers is huge.
Well, Barack's opponent at the time didn't also bring it up.
True.
Yeah.
Right. So Kamala has the thing where Trump actually made this one of his talking points.
He's like, is she black?
Is she black?
We don't know.
Is she black?
Right. But by the way, I don't think anybody who's voting for Kamala is at this point, that has made their decision, is making it based solely on her level of blackness.
Right.
There are people who are making it solely on, in fact, she went to Howard, though, or her sorority, because she's an AKA.
Yeah, anybody questioning her blackness really probably already is against her.
Right.
Because they want to know if she's going to really connect to black issues. Are you just a black face, or are you really going to have
guess who was a black president but just wasn't up there for black issues? Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah, fact.
Barry L.
Fact.
If you think somebody's going to get this job and their priority is going to be only 14% of the population, hit yourself with the button.
That
sounds so disrespectful.
No, but it's not.
I know. I'm just
when they do that whole thing of like, nah, you have to earn my vote by telling me what you're doing for my people. All due respect, guy. That's the craziest sounding thing I ever hear.
It's not that it's crazy, because there's definitely small populations that they do things for. Like, the black population is larger than the Jewish population, but the Jewish population, right, has a financial donation active. They are very active and in solidarity.
Right? But they're not doing that for Jewish people. But they're doing that for a PAC that spends money.
No, I understand that, but that's the guys that it's under. Guys that it's under.
Oh, no, they will do it if you put together. And by the way, that just so everyone knows, that PAC doesn't represent Jewish people. So
it represents Israel.
It represents what they call small interests. So, like, you can definitely have an interest group that gets money. But the idea that, like, I want to see if this candidate's going to pledge what they're going to do for a group of people, you're going to be waiting forever. Because that's, Ebro, the population's too big for them to ever come out and say they're doing that.
But it does seem like, though the population is huge, they lean into this black Oprah Winfrey, Shani,
that's because of the pockets of black people are very important. So to win Philly, you want to get black folks. To win Detroit, you want to get black folks. To win Atlanta, Milwaukee, you want to get black folks. Those are in important states, swing states. So that is important. But those black interests in those pockets are not the same. Like, they're
across the board.
Their job issues in Milwaukee aren't the same job issues as Atlanta.
Okay.
Just because they're all black.
Well, that's probably where some of the misconception in this. Because if you're saying black people are important in these pockets, they also want to feel important when you make policies to be a priority.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
But if you think she's going to go up there and it's just going to be about you and that pocket, you get the button, because it ain't.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Let's go. Damn. Listen, we got a surprise guest this morning, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think he has a lot of time. Jumaane Williams is on the line. Jumaane.
Yeah, hello.
Yo, there? Sorry about leaving you on hold, man. We in the middle of Freedom Friday, bro. We wanted to give you some time today.
It's all good. I appreciate you. My staff member had asked how many times you're going to hit the button. We were about 8. So listen.
Oh, was it?
We
could have done more, Jumaane.
We've been giving the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, the congratulations. You played yourself for several days. We found out what the indictment is yesterday. Obviously, this has to go through the political process, but I wanted to invite you on because your name obviously is, if the mayor has to resign or is forced to resign, you become the mayor of New York City. What conversations can you share with us at this juncture?
You know, well, first, it is a really painful time for I think everybody in New York City. It's a really rough time. I have been fighting for a criminal legal system for a long time, so there is a presumption of innocence that is tantamount to everything. At the same time, you know, what was laid out was pretty bad. It was pretty egregious. And the biggest conversations are around separating that from whether or not the mayor, while dealing with this, can actually govern the city, can actually help restore some trust that's been eroded, and trying to figure out how we all make sure that is what we focus on. And so, you know, as public advocate, as soon as you get elected, you know this is a possibility. You have some peripheral conversations. But as the weeks have gone, you know, it's got a little more pointed to make sure that from day one, if some eventuality happens, we can keep the continuity of government going forward.
Do you, as the public advocate, and first of all, Jumaane, you would be our next mayor, correct? Should this thing end up not working out for Mayor Adams?
The public advocate is next in the line of succession should something happen to the mayor in any way.
Okay, so understanding that, you know, the situation's a little weird for you because you are in that spot, but as the public advocate, when you hear this mayor talking about we and the people and he was doing it for us, what do you, as the public advocate, think when you hear that?
Again, the federal government needs to prove its case 100%.
Okay.
What the mayor should be doing is trying to prove that he can continue to govern. And in my mind, continue to deflect, continue to try to just wave off all the denials. I understand why you're doing that, but that's not a plan to put in front of people to say, here's how I'm going to continue governing and here's how I can restore trust. And that's what I'm looking for.
Got it.
And so it's tough to continue to hear that. When I know people just want to make sure that garbage is picked up tomorrow, that 311, 911 calls are answered. And thankfully, we have tens of thousands of public sector workers who are really dedicated to their job. And so they're just doing it on autopilot. But at some point, you know, you got to have an actual pilot there, and he needs to put forth a plan that he can still do it. And that time is rapidly running out from my vantage point.
So it, since we're just learning about this, it's been like 3 days, I guess. I mean, well, the investigation's been going on for a while, but the indictment and all of the most recent, you know, noise is the last 3 days. Are you saying, like, by Monday, if Mayor Adams is here saying, hey, listen, I'm not resigning, and here's my plan to make sure that what's going on with my, you know, this case doesn't conflict with my ability to do my job, you want to see that plan? You want to hear him separate those things?
I think he has to, right? And from where I sit, that's a very tall order based on everything that's going on. And again, forget about, you know, you have to remember the presumption of innocence. So I want to separate that out from, can you do the job still under the weight of everything that's going on? Can you help continue to rebuild the trust? And I think that's a difficult plan to show. But if it's there, you need to show it. And so if you're not showing it, that's a problem, because I think that's what most people are concerned about. They're concerned about what was in that indictment, which is a really tough read, to be honest. But they also want to make sure that government is going to continue to work and want to see how you can do that, particularly with folks in other parts of the government that are beginning to really, really doubt whether that's possible.
How, and before we let you go, because you were very clear that there's only certain things you can really talk about at this point. But I did want to get your perspective on how embarrassing this actually is, historically speaking, for our city and this, and whether he's guilty or innocent, just the whole indictment, the whole thing.
This is really bad. I don't think anyone in our generation or even the previous generation, has seen anything like this. Again, the breadth and scope of it. But also remember, this is just one of the investigations. So there's several investigations that are going forward at the same time that we haven't heard the final outcome of, and still things continue to happen on so many levels of leadership in the city at the same time. I think I tweeted out, at some point we all walk out of the movie because it just seems so unbelievable. Like, you just couldn't write what's happening now, and that is just a really tough space to be in. And my hope is that the mayor really asks himself these questions, because you really got to figure out what the best thing to do for the people of the city of New York are. And people are watching, right? We're going up to November 5th, which is really, really important. And we should all be focused on that. And, you know, the nation's really watching what's going on here.
Well, Jumaane, thank you for your time today. We hope to have you on as we hear more. What do you want to leave us with as residents, voters here in New York City? What should we, you know, what do you want to make sure we all know today?
I think the most important thing is to know that the charter of the city government, the charter of the city constitution, allows for all eventualities. And the main thing is to make sure whatever happens the next day, you should feel no effect on what the services you expect. Hopefully, they're all positive. The garbage gets picked up. You can still call 911. You can still call 311. And myself, the fellow elected officials, and really shout out to the tens of thousands of public sector workers out there today, still doing their job, still dedicated, even in a space of confusion and concern.
Jumaane Williams on Freedom Friday. We appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Mayor. I mean, Public Advocate Williams. Yes, we appreciate it.
Peace. I should have asked Jumaane, did you want to hit the button? But I felt like that would be too controversial.
He can't. Right? He's got to play it straight.
He can't hit this.
Congratulations.
But we can't.
LLJ Cool J.
The Guru's next.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
You already know.
Hey, yo, it's time for the Guru, Shiny Culture, and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
Don't fall into Ebro's manipulative.
See, you're on it. You know what it is.
The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com.
Indeed.
Where the gurus unite.
That is what we
to
do.
Fight and shine the light.
Bring you out of the darkness.
Into the light.
Shawnee, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse the energy.
All right, guys. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. The Guru at EbroInTheMorning.com. Good morning, gurus and Ebro, whom I consider a guru.
That's
as well.
Right. And you know what matters most? What the people think.
Oh, well, by the way, to me, this shows this is someone who already makes bad decisions. That's how I read it. All right. Love the show and much love and respect to you. My husband and I have been together for over 15 years. We're in our 40s. He's very likable and social. In the past, I had issues with some female friendships he had. There were a few circumstances where I found some text and email conversations that were very flirty and led me to believe that something more was going on. I didn't say anything immediately because I wanted to be sure I wasn't jumping to conclusions. And that was definitely hard for me to do as a Latina. As you know, we can be quick with the mouth. I think a lot of people can. But anyways, I got creative in order to gather some of those texts and emails so I can show him. And when presented, he denied any wrongdoing. Words were exchanged. Ultimatums were given. Things got better. We moved on. Things were very good for many years after that, no suspicion whatsoever. But recently, my women's intuition kicked in. I've been noticing some messages between him and a coworker. Wait, is that women's intuition, or are you just looking at his phone? The conversation has mostly been about work. However, he has said a few things in the text that can open up the conversation and become flirty if she wanted to go that route. Mm-hmm. In one text, he told her he had gotten something for her, don't know what it was, and wanted to meet to give it to her. He also texted things like, have a great day and be safe going home. Her responses didn't seem to entertain it much, but since they work together, it's unclear if it's ever being entertained face-to-face or over the phone. I find myself trying to go down some rabbit hole from the past of playing investigator. I really don't want to. I've expressed to him in the past that if I ever found out he was cheating in any way, I would be done. We are too damn old for this crap, and as his wife, I shouldn't ever feel like I have to compete with someone else. I do my best to juggle what life throws at me, work, and still be a good, loving wife. Do you think I'm reading too much into this because I have PTSD from the past, or should I proceed with investigating further? Please share your thoughts and suggestions, Anonymous.
Oh, man.
You definitely have PTSD.
But she also is on to something, though. She also sounds like her.
She does.
I have a gift for you.
Texas,
it sounds like he's trying. It sounds like he's being flirty, and the other person isn't. So it really is on him.
Possibly flirty. Sounds overly flirty. Nice.
So I got something for you, and have flirty, a nice bro. Day. Get home safe. That Yo, to me I, is a stretch.
Good day? Well, have a good day.
Get that home safe. Come on, B. Hold that on. Is that's your that's
now, have
lot.
A good day.
That's not the one. If it was
is isolated,
one time,
is nothing.
Yeah, right.
But that's if it's nothing. Like every time they talk, or it's a random in the morning, hey, have a nice day. All of a sudden, something that's very innocuous is like, no, why no. are you sending people a little good morning, have
but
a nice day?
But
messages?
Also, what she needs to ask herself the question is: does she want to be investigative, or does she just want to just like have a convo about conduct, right? Like in a relationship. Because right. clearly she's traumatized from things he's done before.
Yeah, this isn't a pass with someone else.
Right. So she's already in a space because of him and his behavior where she feels like to protect herself, she needs to go make sure there's no surprises with her husband and her family. So it's already a bad place. And I'm not a guru. You're already in a bad place.
And she got this from going through his phone.
Oh, for sure. That
because of his conduct.
Right, but how do you approach this?
Oh, I think you got to keep it real.
You just got to keep it 100. I went through your phone.
Yeah, I looked at your phone. I haven't been feeling your energy. I think there's something going on, a little something strange. I looked at your phone. I didn't like what I saw.
He may know she has the password. He feels it's completely innocent.
Then maybe they can have that conversation.
Even better. That's even
By the way,
better.
That's really easy then, too. If you're like, hey, my phone's open for you. Do whatever you want. Yeah. If you I see it that way, what, tell me what you'd prefer I say.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like that? I understand that. No problem. I won't do that anymore. Cool. That would be the best case scenario.
Yeah.
The problem is, I mean, is that going to be the case?
But let's see.
I'm not saying
I think you could conclude this segment with your advice. It would also set us up for
a follow-up.
Boom.
We love a follow-up.
So we all agree that you should have a conversation.
Yes.
Tell him you're not feeling great.
Yes.
Don't be Snoop Doggy Dog.
Just no. Talk to him.
I've already been Snoop Doggy Dog.
Yeah.
And then see where it goes from there. And then give us an update. Because he should be willing to say, hey, I apologize. You can always look at my messages. Not a big deal. If he starts getting on some, why are you going through my stuff?
Yeah, and if he does that, you blame Shawnee, Laura, and Rosenberg for you having this conversation. Because you wrote the Gurus.
Boom.
No, he's not a guru.
Send us a follow-up. So say the Gurus.
I mean, that's what happened.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. No new weakness.
I'm not in a mood, cause my flight delayed. So I jumped on a private jet and I'm asking a pilot the ETA. Lambo parked on a landing strip, everyone in my gang and my DJ paid. Why is my man talking about inshallah? These times he don't even pray. Why is my man wearing a Jesus piece? How did she squeeze in them jeans? Big behind a petite, it's waist. Take time with the GBG, we don't beef nobody like GBK. Woke up on the wrong side of bed, so he's gonna get if I don't have my peace today. I love my young boy, I won't lead him straight. I'm stuck to little bro like PVA. Paid already, I don't need no hip song. We don't need ID, low bro 17 in the club, he ain't scrolling TikTok. F just saw him, a thick one. Which one? Who do you want, bro? Pick one. If I shoot my shot, I'll hit one. Matter of time till I get them all ticked off. Alright, we could go band for band.
Nah, we can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90 years, the version of the bribe wasn't really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
Bro, I do it for some shoes and some clothes. You'll see what it'll do for a necklace. Right, y'all look like a spider. It's crawling a dollar on just her sisters. Damn. She made me want to go harder. I like her aura. I think I'm obsessed with her. Damn. Birthday did him the worst, but he had a death wish. I get right under their skin. I don't even try. I guess I can't help it. I'ma have love for bro for life. We talk or not, I step in it. Of course you could beat me at talking. Ain't no back and forth until we catch up with him. Knocking a bag and making the opposite mad. I done fell in love with it. You can't sell fish with a cute one. Make a count look good, it's a new one. You the type, like the type on computers. Got a mask, but he ain't no top 10, but she don't act bougie. Me and your friends, you can go to Aruba. Get friends, it depend on my mood. Maybe back then, this ain't no Uber.
We could go band for band.
We can go M for M. Mama got a body like Kim and them. Mama been killing that gym. We can go watch from chain to chain. The rings, I'm him. I done got rich, but I'm still with him. Land in London and go to the ends.
We could go band for band.
Yeah, we can go M for M.
Quarter mil for the Maybach truck.
Double R with the factory rims. I got the 90 years, the version of the bribe wasn't really a threat.
It's got to the point that I don't even care. I got jewels in a safe that I don't even wear.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got Aracelis on the phone. Aracelis.
Hello?
Oh, there she is, Aracelis.
Aracelis.
I'm here. Service is bad where I'm at.
All right, well, let's hurry up and beat the buzzer then. You know what to do?
Let's go.
All right, Aracelis is ready to beat the buzzer.
No hesitation.
$95. $140. $210. $270. $360. $460. $300.
Out of selling.
$450.
Out of selling. There you
all
go.
Right, all right, all right.
Yo, why you playing games, man?
Nervous.
Why you playing on my phone?
Yo, man. Aracelis, what was that, 450?
Yep.
I believe so.
$450 is yours, Aracelis. Let's see what you left on the line. Let's see what it is.
$520. $620.
Ooh. Oh.
Nice work.
Oh.
You did good, though. Not you bad, did real good. You left like $150 on the table, something like that. But not bad.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Aracelis, $450. You made a free phone call on bad cell service, and you got paid. Hang on one second, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, hurry up and get Araceli's information before our phone disconnect. And Flashing Lights with Laura Styles is next.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
All right. Mayor Eric Adams is facing some pretty serious charges. With the U.S. attorney just unsealing the indictment against him. Bro, he unsealed the 57-page indictment and sent out, you know, accompanying press release announcing that they've charged the mayor with campaign finance, bribery, and conspiracy charges. Now, Shawnee, I actually have audio. It's audio 3 of Damian Williams, which is a U.S. attorney. He's going to read the indictment against Eric Adams.
This the same dude that was reading the Diddy stuff, too.
Yes.
Bro, hot out here.
He's very busy right now, Ebro. He's very busy.
Gotcha. Today we are announcing campaign finance, bribery, and conspiracy charges against Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City. As the indictment alleges, Mayor Adams engaged in a long-running conspiracy in which he solicited and knowingly accepted illegal campaign contributions from foreign donors and corporations. As we allege, Mayor Adams took these contributions even though he knew they were illegal. And even though he knew these contributions were attempts by a Turkish government official and Turkish businessmen to buy influence with him. We also allege that the mayor sought and accepted well over $100,000 in luxury travel benefits from some of the same foreign actors who arranged many of the illegal campaign contributions. These benefits included free international business class flights and opulent hotel rooms in foreign cities.
This is worse than I thought. I admit it.
What do you mean?
The numbers are worse than I thought it was going to be.
With the 100,000?
Yeah, well, and that it, in terms of, it, the, I saw yesterday it could have been up to millions.
Well, the millions, the millions is more, the millions is nasty. Because the 100,000 is the flight. I looked at the chart they had. The hundreds of thousands is the flight. The millions is the straw donations and the city matching fake donations.
That's the part that's really crazy. That's all taxpayer dollars.
So basically, he stole taxpayer dollars and funneled it into his campaign using fake donors.
But that's the millions?
That's the millions, because if I donate $1,000 to your campaign, Rosenberg, the city will match it. And the reason we have it set up that way is so that people who are rich can't dominate politics locally.
So that's the thing that's nasty. So that's literally stealing from the people.
Yeah.
Yes.
So listen to this, Rosenberg. So it says that Adams took advantage of a city program where smaller donations are matched by and up to 8 times their amounts. And it says that Adams funneled money from large donors to multiple individuals in smaller amounts to fraudulently obtain millions in public funds for his election campaign.
Remember yesterday on the show when I said, I hope he doesn't go to jail.
He might go to jail.
Crazy. Yo, that's really bad. This is actually worse than I thought.
Okay, that's your Flashing Lights report.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Styles gonna put us on.
You're checking out Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg, the number one show in the city.
Rubenstein Law has been representing accident victims for 35 years. We're proud to have a fully English and Spanish-speaking firm with 20 offices in New York, Florida, Massachusetts, and New Jersey. We have recovered billions for our clients. We successfully fight big insurance companies. If you've been injured in a car, truck, Uber, Lyft accident, slip and fall, or construction accident, call us now. Rubenstein Law, 1-800-NY-LEGAL. 4 offices in New York, main office the Bronx. We're open on weekends, too.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top. helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-615-6870 to speak to an expert. That's 800-615-6870.
Connection, opportunity, possibility. It's what we all want. Spectrum has built a world where anything is possible, with products and services designed to work better together for a seamless connectivity experience. A connection to family and friends, a connection to education, and a connection to new opportunities. So there's no limit to how big we can dream. That's Life Unlimited. That's Spectrum.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter. So help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
John Legend here. How do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Ask your healthcare provider and book at VaxAssist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
At Six Flags Fright Fest, terror lurks around every corner. From the exhilarating rides in the dark to the heart-pounding scares at every turn, the only thing you'll see coming is undeniable fear. Experience the horror at Six Flags Fright Fest, presented by Snickers, featuring haunted mazes, attractions, and more scares than ever before. Don't miss out on these haunts. Select nights this fall. Get your tickets now at sixflags.com. Restrictions apply.
2 Points Radio Podcast.
In 1990, only 3% of people in the U.S. said that they don't have any close friends. In 2021, that number had jumped up to 12%.
Listen today by searching 2 Points Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're thinking about joining the Department of Corrections,
I truly feel that I should have made this decision 10 years ago.
High paying and rewarding. Did you know that the base salary is $101,590 after the first 5.5 years? Jobs are available now. Search the words city exams on your phone, click, then scroll to correction officer. Registration ends today.
Join, discover, New York City Corrections, take the test.
Family is a full-time job. There's lunches to make, laundry to do, the list goes on. It's a lot. But with Kohl's Epic Deals, I don't spend a lot. I got active styles for $9.99, a kitchen appliance for $12.99, and tees for $7.99. Plus, I earn 3 times the rewards as a Kohl's Rewards member. See for yourself now through Sunday only at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end September 29th. Kohl's Rewards enrollment required for rewards. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
On your period, sudden gushes happen without warning. But now you can say goodbye to stand-up gush fears thanks to Always Ultra Thin with Rapid Dry technology. It absorbs gushes 2 times faster than the leading store brand and gives you up to 100% leak-free protection. Hello, clean and comfortable. With Always, fear no gush.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
Meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Yo, Brittany.
Hello?
Who you in the car with? I heard a man on the phone.
It's my boyfriend.
Hey, boyfriend. That's my boyfriend. What's his name?
My name's Breezy.
No, my name's Breezy.
Sorry, Chris Brown Breezy. Has passed both of you guys. Time True. For a new nickname, bro. What's your real name? Brian?
Nah, Juwan.
Braun?
Juwan.
Yo, Brittany.
Yes?
You want to play Ride or Die? You want to test your mom?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we're going to call your mom, Patricia. You want to say you got pulled over, and you ran from the cops.
No, actually, I want to tell her, because, like, my little license is kind of messed up. So I want to tell her I got pulled over, and she just started a new job. She got to leave right now to come get me and the car, or they taking us to jail.
Okay, I like it.
All right, here we go.
All right, you have 30 seconds, so focus, okay?
Brittany, focus.
Hello? Ma, you gotta come get me right now. Yo, come on, I was on the LIE.
Yo, you ain't.
I can't hear you. Ma, I was on the LIE. And they put me and Juwan smoking. And
I can't hear you, Brittany.
Telling me that I gotta, they telling me, like, you gotta come and get me or I'm going to jail. Yo. Me and Juwan.
No, right now.
You have to
Where
come.
Are you?
Juwan, shut up.
No, right
shut
now.
Up. Brittany, walk away from him. Walk away from him. I can't walk away. If I walk away, they're gonna lock me up. Are you coming? Can you please try to call
me where you are?
I'm right here.
I can't hear you.
Time out.
I cannot hear you.
Wait, Brittany, time out. Mom.
Yeah.
You're on the radio. Brittany was playing a joke to see if you was ride or die.
Oh, see, I can't hear